Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Good morning, everybody. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio, and we have a very special guest speaker on today from East Rutherford, New Jersey. He's an architect. He's the owner at Mass Architect, Mark Stefanelli. How are we doing, Mark?
Very well. Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's wonderful having you guys on. Everybody we talk to is very positive and wonderful. All righty, so since this is the first time on the radio with me, what I'd like you to do is tell everybody out there a little bit about yourself, a little bit about what you do, why you do it, and how you do it.
Okay, great. I am an architect serving Northern Jersey, but I do small, medium, and large residential additions throughout New Jersey, all over the state. I provide architectural services and construction documents for these projects. I love to design new custom homes, either modern or colonial homes. And also, I get involved with new businesses, tenant fit-outs, some retail. And lately, I've been moving up and designing some four- or five-story apartment buildings with mixed use. Another service that I do is also in this area, in North Jersey, you get a lot of variances required and planning board approvals required. So, I also provide the services for that. I provide the preliminary drawings needed for, variances and planning boards and things like that. And you know, I love what I do. It gets me up out of bed every morning and I'm happy to serve my clients.
Very nice. So, how long have you been doing this?
So, I graduated New Jersey Institute of Technology in 1988, and I received my architectural license in 1995. I opened up, I acquired about 10 years of architectural experience at different architectural firms in New Jersey, and opened up my own business in 2005, and I'm currently celebrating my 15th year in business here in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Wow, spectacular. How great is that, huh?
That's terrific.
Okay. How has the virus affected your business, or has it?
Well, Lou, there was a little bit of a slowdown, obviously, early on in the year. People were nervous, you know, nervous about their health, about their future investments, and their, why to spend money, how to spend money. And also, there were some crucial facilities that were closed down that made it difficult to do architecture and construction, such as the building departments, contractors, the finances, planning boards. You know, nothing was moving forward. But the good news is, in the recent weeks, the last couple of weeks, I've seen a turnaround. The phone's ringing again. People are reaching into their savings or stimulus packages, and they're starting to invest again. And I think they're all enthusiastic about the future, and so am I. I think it's going to be next couple of months are going to turn around.
Sounds like a great idea. Sounds like it is happening.
Yep.
I'm just a little fearful of it's happening a little too fast, and the numbers keep going up everywhere we're talking about. So,
yeah, I hear you.
But hopefully something will happen, and we'll have a little turnaround, and everything will be back to whatever the new normal is going to be.
Yeah.
So, what is your favorite thing? Drawing houses, doing apartment buildings, extensions. What's your favorite?
Well, you know, I don't remember ever wanting to be anything else but an architect when I was younger. I don't know if it was Bob Vila or Mike Brady that inspired me, but I always liked to draw and build models or do projects around the house, you know. So with the right encouragement from the family, I decided architecture is what I wanted to do. And I like doing new homes, but I also like helping people. In other words, I realize that architecture is one of those professions where you can actually help people visualize their dream, number one, because a lot of people can't do that, and improve their lives, improve the building and the atmosphere and the environment that they're living in, as well as new businesses, help people start new businesses, develop their new businesses, create their new businesses. So it's a challenging field, but that's very rewarding to be able to go back to a project that you've worked on for a couple months and see the final product. It is very, very fulfilling. And also, another thing that inspires me, too, is architects are one of the few professions that you can build something or you can help create something that's going to be there long after your retirement. In other words, the buildings that you produce are going to be there a while, and they're going to be helping these people and beautifying the neighborhood for many years after you're done. And then that keeps me going, too, and I really enjoy that part.
Excellent. Let me ask you a question. When you draw up a building, do you put the materials in also, what they should be using?
Yes, that's part of the architectural drawings. The architect helps the owner or the builder select the materials to get the right look, provide materials that are going to do the best job, you know, most energy efficient. But, yeah, it has a lot to do with the overall look of the building. And, you know, we also provide, you know, when we do exterior elevations, we also can provide renderings nowadays. The computer graphics nowadays are terrific, where you can literally visualize your building, the colors, the materials, the textures, even how it sits on the site. So renderings nowadays are very important to the visualization. And, yeah, it does help select the materials that you're going to use.
All right, Mark, what I need you to do now is give out all your contact information.
Okay, great. So my website is www.mas-architect.com. That's mas-architect.com. And I'm right here in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
All right, everybody out there, you heard it. Mark Stefanelli. He's right by Giant Stadium.
Right by Giant Stadium on Murray Hill Parkway, 375 Murray Hill Parkway. And, Lou, I also just want to take this opportunity to, you know, architecture is it's a tough career. It's a long career. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank all, you know, my friends and my clients that supported me over the 15 years and the builders that are very loyal, because I've learned in this business that you make somebody happy, they're going to come back. And my builders are very, very loyal to me. They keep coming back. And most of all, you know, the support of my family, because without my family support, you know, career wouldn't have happened. So it's very important. And I'd like to thank you, Lou, for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Yep. That's great. We love having you guys on. You're all so positive, and you all do a great job. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio. We have the wonderful architect, Mark Stefanelli. Please get in touch with him.
Thank you.
Everybody be safe out there. And don't leave us. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.